You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Sorry about that. That was Land of Plenty by OMC. Welcome back to The Wire. Long COVID is a condition that continues to affect people after they contract COVID-19 with a wide range of symptoms. A new public health expert meeting has called for urgent preventative action against long COVID, suggesting it will have long-term financial and human costs. I speak now to University of Otago's Professor Michael Baker about long COVID and how we can respond to it. Here is that interview. Could you please go into just a little bit what long COVID is and how it affects people?
Yeah, well, probably most people have heard about long COVID. It is a common long-term effect of getting acute infection with this virus. And obviously, we're still at quite an early stage with knowing what this virus does to people long-term, because it's only been in human populations for 4 years or a little bit over. But the evidence is really firming up that this is a very serious effect of this virus, and that around 4 to 14% of people have long-term effects that last for months, and we think probably for years in many instances. And for some people, they're severe and disabling. And the dominant effects that all of the studies are reporting is fatigue and brain fog. Obviously, there are lots of other effects. And the more we study this virus, the more we know it's a multi-system disease. So unlike influenza, which largely affects your lungs, this virus has receptors throughout your body that it latches onto. So it can affect your vascular system, so all the vessels in your body, your brain, your heart and kidneys and other internal organs. And so it creates this huge range of symptoms. So that's the problem with it. You can get it after your first infection, and you can get it after every reinfection, potentially. At this stage, there is no cure for it. So that's why we're so concerned about preventing this infection.
And what are those preventative measures either we or the government could take to limit the impact of long COVID?
Well, there's two broad approaches. One is reducing your chance of getting infected in the first place, and that is all the things we've heard about over and over again, about making indoor air safer, better ventilation, filtration and so on. Sometimes wearing masks if you can't avoid an enclosed place, and that's particularly on public transport, and obviously promoting self-isolation, so if people are sick, they really need to stay put for at least 5 days, probably longer. So they're the basic measures, and we just need to keep emphasising them. But the other thing is the importance of vaccination. Now, all the studies are converging on the fact that vaccine is highly effective at reducing your risk of long COVID and long-term effects. So what this means is that people of all ages should be vaccinated, while vaccine also protects older people, particularly from hospitalisation, serious illness and death. Obviously, that's important. But actually, people in younger age groups may have thought, oh, well, I'm not going to die from this infection. I'll just put up with it. But the problem is that people all ages can get long COVID, and that's why everyone should get vaccinated and boosted.
All right. And lastly, is there any increased risk of COVID or long COVID moving into the winter months this year?
Well, at the moment, it's not really a very seasonal disease, and we can see that our fifth wave, which we're still in at the moment, has really peaked over summer. And this wave is quite worrying because it's bigger than the fourth wave we had earlier last year. And this is partly driven by viral evolution. But it's telling us the new norm of this virus is we may get a couple of big waves every year. Theoretically, the virus spreads better in winter when people are indoors, but at the moment, the new variants are so infectious that they don't need winter to spread. So that's very different from things like influenza. So it might be eventually it becomes a seasonal disease, but it isn't yet. But yeah, certainly over winter, you've got other problems as well, not just COVID, but which is will be a higher risk over that period, but also influenza and the usual winter respiratory infections, which can make it harder to know what you've got. So it is an added complication. But here, you do not want to get this virus over and over again. And I think a lot of young people, and I can think from even from my own family, think it's a mild infection and everyone's getting it all the time and they seem to be surviving it okay. I mean, that is what you see superficially, but it does cause measurable changes in your body for most people who get infected, and it's definitely something to avoid getting reinfected with.
That was the University of Otago's Professor Michael Baker speaking about the risks of long COVID.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.